Thank you for pressing play. My name is Kim Kardesha, and I'm so glad that you're interested in listening to the wisdom the horses shared with me this week. This was a very interesting messaging week. If you're sensitive, empathic, intuitive, or kinesthetic, this will make a lot of sense to you. And I think from what it can allow us to step into if we embody some of these characteristics, it'll be pretty powerful. There were several parts to this teaching or the message of this week, and they all wove in together so well. Like, I invite workshop participants to try on the idea that there are no coincidences when we're working around the horses. This really fit here as well. This brilliance from the horses all started on a windy, rainy, actually kind of sleety day. One of those days when the horses had turned their butts to the wind. And the message intuited as, look at what you want to see. Since the horses didn't want the weather in their eyes or face, they simply turned away from it. As I was noticing this, I was reminded of the Wayne Dyer quote, "If you change the way you look at things, the things you look at change." I absolutely love this. Pretty much most of Wayne Dyer's stuff rings really true for me, and I find it so understandable. I used to love his PBS specials. Most of what he offered and taught had so much to do with your mindset and what I like to call your heart set too. Because if we shift our perspective, we truly can change our lives. And I think he was a great messenger of that. Noticing this in the horses helped me see how a pattern I started was actually really healthy for me. And it encouraged me to keep going. What this pattern was, I started to post a short video on Facebook every day. Right now, as we're still adjusting to our shelter-in-place policies, getting used to this new normal, there's also this huge element of uncertainty in our futures. I've really felt pulled to offer some kind of help for others to deal with anxiety and concerns. So I capitalized on the idea that it takes 17 seconds of focus to expand on a thought or the emotional state that we're holding. If we keep that state for 17 seconds, it can gain momentum and we'll get more of the same. So I went out to a part of the farm that we like to call the horse park and made a short video. I think the first one was of the dock in the pond, just something calming and peaceful. My goal was for anyone interested to watch the video and be able to have what I've started to call a peace reset. It's actually a mindful activity and can offer that opportunity to gain momentum in a peaceful state and attract more thoughts with that calm vibration. I got some nice feedback on the video being helpful and appreciated, so I kept doing it. Going out every morning has given me the space to look around me with fresh eyes and appreciate the beautiful surroundings. And it keeps me grounded, which I know my horses appreciate. So there's a great example of the horse's wisdom. Looking for beauty, I find it all around me, and it gets easier and easier to see. So it makes really room and space for more special moments in each day. And really, that's what our lives are, those moments that are all strung together. And I am so grateful for this. The next phase of the message, Missy, the little dynamo, helped me to understand a little deeper. She did this in such a way it really showcased her sense of humor. I was combing her, and she would move around so that I would have the comb on her rump. Her favorite place to be scratched is right at the base of her tail. And she is in no way shy about showing me that. Shy is never a word that I would use to describe Missy. And I love her for that. I have to give a disclaimer here because what I'm going to describe next does not teach safety rules around horses. I get that. And what I allowed to happen could have some horse people shrieking. I'm not recommending at all that anyone do what I did. I'm just sharing what happened, what transpired, because I trusted my intuition in the moment with a horse I know very well. All right, so I got that out, so I'll continue with the story. As I was combing Missy's rump, those favorite spots, she backed herself right into my chest, easy, gently, and deliberately. So she was just leaning up against me. She wasn't pushing me over. There was no franticness in her behavior. And I know it was deliberate and there was no accident because in my curiosity, I took a couple steps away and watched and felt her do that very same thing. And also as she did it, there was a lightness to it. I could really feel her sense of humor and it made me laugh. And the message with it, I really felt, because it was relayed by Missy in a way that I could tie it into what I had seen before when I had picked up on the horses having their butts to the wind. What Missy helped me to see was that it's not only helpful to look for what we want to see, it's helpful to feel what we want to feel. I'll elaborate a little because I don't think that came out quite as profound as it really was. Let's talk for a minute about visualization. I think there is a ton of value in visualization. Visioning is very powerful in setting and reaching goals. And I'm not always the best at it, as it's described, being able to vividly picture in your mind where you want to go. Sometimes I can rock it, and sometimes, well, I just plain can't do it. I can't really see what I want in my future. What I can always do is know how I want to feel. Once I understood this, I quit giving myself failing grades in visioning. Because even if I can't quite put together yet what I want in details, in those visual details, I always know what feeling I want to reach for. If I go big picture and reach for the feeling, I can often work my way back, kind of reverse engineer. But if I get hung up on the details of what I want before I can feel it, I can really mess myself up. And I worked with many people that are wired in a similar way to me. So they resonated deeply with this message too, or this way of being able to feel connected to their future. So that's why I thought it was important to share this message from the horses, because there are, you know, those of us that are wired just a little bit differently, and it makes sense. It also kind of ties into the message from last week, I think it was last week, about finding your own way forward in a way that speaks to you. Pretty much the message was focus on what brings you joy and you'll get more of it, or what brings you peace. This will definitely help in navigating through some of these turbulent times. The last little piece of this whole message came from a conversation I was having with my sister on the phone. I was telling her about a group I'm in that consists of other people trying to build businesses, or excuse me, you'll see why I caught myself, building businesses who are also sensitive, empathic, intuitive. I was sharing with her that I shared a video in the group and I told her how I felt safe sharing that video there because they would understand how I was floundering around growing the business. And there she stopped me, and a little abruptly, but that's my sister in a loving way, she gently pointed out to me that I could have said this in a much kinder or much more productive way or positive that could lead to productivity. And I don't remember her actual words, because again, I remember the feeling, but I got it. And so I could change that to, as I was discovering how to build a business in the way that was right for me, it was great to have this support. So that is kind of the wrap up, that last little part of the Horsey teaching is to be in touch not only with how we relate best to the world, but also to be aware of what we're programming, because we have to watch our language. Without even realizing it, we're programming our experience with what we speak. So it can either pollute or pollinate. Ah, I think I just made something up. Although sometimes I think I make things up and find out they already existed. But yeah, with our language, we're either polluting or pollinating. Maybe that doesn't mean quite, but we're encouraging growth for what we want. Because the more that we speak something, the more we think those thoughts, the more we get in the state or feeling of that and continue the momentum. Because our language, it's a giveaway to our thoughts. So to speak what we want will give ourselves the momentum in the desired direction, whether it's a thought or feeling, because we're reaching for what speaks to our heart and what leads us to our next best place. So whatever we want, by focusing on it, pausing there for at least 17 seconds with it, we can expand on the feeling, thought, that whole state, and get ourselves closer to where we want to go. So the horses, oh my gosh, they are so smart and wise and compassionate, and they always amaze me with what they share. Thank you for listening to this message. And if you'd like a little bit more horse inspiration, check out our Hidden Promise Facebook page or visit our website, confidencethroughconnection.com. Have a good week with many deliberate thoughts leading you towards what you want to feel. Bye for now.